Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Zoilo Virals. Batting second. The third baseman, Rich Rollins. Batting third. The center fielder, Tony Oliva. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Don Mincher. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Harmon Killebrew. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Jimmy Hall. Batting seventh. The catcher, Earl Batty. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bernie Allen. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dave Boswell. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Dave Boswell. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting second. The second baseman, Wayne Causey. Batting third. The third baseman, Don Buford. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bill Skowron. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Tommy McCraw. Batting 7th. The shortstop, Lee Elia. Batting 8th. The catcher, J.C. Martin. Batting 9th. The pitcher, John Buzzard. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, John Buzzard. And now, play ball. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virals hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Elia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Oliva moves to third. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is called out on strikes. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey takes first base on ball four. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a pop-up towards third. Rollins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hall moves to second. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hall moves to third. Batty moves to second. One out. Dave Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Martin for a passed ball. Hall scores. Batty moves to third. It's 1-0, Twins. Dave Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Batty scores. It's 2-0, Twins. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vare Aals is 0 for 1 in the game. Vare Aals hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Boswell moves to second. Dennis Higgins now pitching. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0 for 1 in the game. Rollins takes first base on ball 4. Boswell moves to third. Vare Aals moves to second. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Oliva takes first base on ball 4. Boswell scores. Vare Aals moves to third. Rollins moves to second. It's 3-0, Twins. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mincher takes first base on ball 4. Vare Aals scores. Rollins moves to third. Oliva moves to second. It's 4-0, Twins. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 1 in the game. Killebrew strikes out. Two outs. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Elia fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron takes first base on ball 4. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Skowron moves to second. Lee Elia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elia hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Skowron moves to third. Two outs. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mincher scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Martin for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Batty takes first base on ball 4. Bruce Howard now pitching. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 1 in the game. Allen hits a fly ball into center field. A.G. settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Boswell bunts towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. Batty moves to second. Two outs. Zoilo Vare Aals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vare Aals is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Vare Aals hits a fly ball into center field. A.G. settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bruce Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard strikes out. One out. Tommy A.G. is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. A.G. is 0 for 1 in the game. A.G. strikes out. Two outs. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Causey takes first base on ball 4. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 1 in the game. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mincher scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Buford for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Rollins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Howard fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Mincher hits a pop-up towards third. Buford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Boswell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Skowron hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Robinson moves to second. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mincher fields it and throws to second for the out. Robinson moves to third. One out. Lee Elia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. The throw from Batty and Ver Alst drops the ball. That's a double steal and an error. McCraw goes all the way around to score. It's 4-2, Twins. Lee Elia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elia is 0-for-1 in the game. Elia strikes out. Two outs. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-1 in the game. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Boswell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 4, and the White Sox 2. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-2 in the game. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Elia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hall hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Batty hits a ball on the ground towards first. Skowron scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Batty for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bruce Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0-for-1 in the game. Howard hits a fly ball into center field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0-for-2 in the game. Agee hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Batty settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks, Causey hits a fly ball into center field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 4, and the White Sox 2. The Twins will come to bat. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-2 in the game. Allen hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Martin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Boswell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Verhals hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Boswell moves to third. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rollins hits a fly ball into left field. McCraw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Boswell tags and scores. Two outs. It's 5-2, Twins. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Oliva hits a fly ball into left field. McCraw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-2 in the game. Buford hits a fly ball into center field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Skowron hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 5, and the White Sox 2. The Twins will come to bat. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Mincher hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Howard fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-3 in the game. Killebrew hits a fly ball into center field. AG settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hall strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry Zimmerman now catching. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McCraw takes first base on ball 4. Smokey Burgess pinch hits for Lee Elia. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess is hit by the pitch. McCraw moves to second. Al Weiss pinch runs for Smokey Burgess. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-2 in the game. Martin strikes out. One out. Gary Peters pinch hits for Bruce Howard. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is called out on strikes. Two outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0-for-3 in the game. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 5, and the White Sox 2. The Twins will come to bat. Al Weiss now playing shortstop. Eddie Fisher now pitching. Jerry Zimmerman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmerman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 3 in the game. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Boswell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Causey takes first base on ball 4. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 3 in the game. Buford is called out on strikes. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Skowron is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 5, and the White Sox 2. The Twins will come to bat. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Verhals hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Rollins hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Causey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Oliva takes first base on ball 4. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Oliva. The throw from Martin and he is safe. Oliva steals second. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Mincher hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Oliva scores. It's 6-2, Twins. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 4 in the game. Killebrew strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 6, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mincher scoops it up and throws to first, with Boswell covering, for the out. One out. Gene Freese pinch hits for Al Weiss. Gene Freese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freese is called out on strikes. Two outs. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 3 in the game. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhals fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. John Romano pinch hits for Eddie Fisher. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Martin moves to second. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano takes first base on ball 4. Joe Horland pinch runs for John Romano. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0 for 4 in the game. Agee hits a fly ball into right field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 6, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.